Thanks for tuning in to Woman of the Week, 95.7 FM. And I always love to present to you fabulous women. So meet my new friend, Leslie Manis. Leslie is an entrepreneur. She's an arts and culture event producer. She's a multifaceted artist, an author, a teacher. She might be a Yiddish Wonder Woman. How are you?
Oh, wow. What an introduction. It's nice to be here with you.
It's so nice to see you again. And thank you for coming to the Woman of the Week luncheon.
Yeah, that was fabulous.
Leslie is also a published author, Yiddish for Everyone, which I'm going to have to read at some point. Leslie, you are an artist and designer in your own right, I understand. We are going to get to Craft Phila. This is happening, folks, May 16th and 17th. We want you there because it's so much more fun when you show up. But Leslie, let's start with what it is you do on a day-to-day basis. Creating jewelry?
What I'm doing on a day-to-day basis at this point is putting my all into Craft Phila Liberty Bell Fairs. It's a celebration of U.S. handmade art, craft, and fashion held in view of the Liberty Bell and Independence National Park.
This is all made in America, folks, right?
That's correct.
Are artisans coming from everywhere to be a part of Craft Phila?
Yes, we have local, national, and regional artisans that will be joining us May 16th and 17th.
I would like to point out that some of your art, your jewelry and stuff, will also be on hand for purchase, Leslie, right?
Yes, there'll be the Founders Tent, and the founders are myself and my partner, husband, a French-trained jeweler. His name is Jean Huffiness.
I can't wait to meet him. Now, Craft Phila is relatively new. Is this your second or third festival?
This is our third festival. We're semi-annual, one in the spring and one in the fall.
Right, so we're honing in on the spring, which is the 16th and 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Fun activities, music, prizes. So I understand you've got food trucks on board.
Yes, we do. That's being pulled together by our publicist, Aversa PR and Event.
Thank God for them. Craftphila.org is where you can get all of the details. But the fair is actually, it's basically in the cradle of liberty of Philadelphia. You'll have the Liberty Bell as your backdrop. You will have the Independence Beer Garden just on the other side of the street. So you're pretty much sandwiching this in, what, two blocks either way?
Right now, the artist tents will be flanking the Dow Building on Market Street and on 6th Street with a variety of many of talented artists.
All right, 6th to 7th on Market, Liberty Bell Fairs. It's Craft Phila, folks, for the people, by craftphila.org. I love that. This is your brainchild. Why was this so important to you, Leslie?
I thought that Philadelphia was lacking a plein air art show tradition that was limited, and I wanted to do something about it instead of waiting for somebody else to do something about it. I decided to jump in, and I've made it my passion. It's my mission, and I hope it's the legacy that Jean and I get to leave behind.
And who are some of the vendors that will be a part of Craft Phila?
One of the vendors that I really love is a woman that does recycled bags and wallets and everything leather.
All from recycled materials.
Yes.
You know, you got a lot playing to your favor here, darling.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful
thing.
Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now food trucks on board, which is very cool. So who are some of the vendors?
Well, what we have most of in the way of specialties are accessories, jewelry and fashion. We also have ceramics and some remarkable glass artists, recycled and upcycled, and then wonderful photography, of course. So there's something for everyone, something for every pocket, and the artists are all very engaging and immensely talented.
So all price points, that's good to point mm-hmm. out. By the way, Craft Phila has a Facebook page, and I'm sure there's pictures and details as well. And food trucks now on board. There's also, you know, art projects for kids. Nonprofits get a little boost from this. You're going to have massage tables. Is that right?
Yes, we'll have a few specialty vendors, the massage, the activities that we're doing. One of them is the 50 State Puzzle Challenge. Just something for everyone, from shoppers to just browsers to just people that want to spend the day on the mall.
Leslie Manis is my guest. She's an arts and culture event producer and an artist in her own right as well. CraftPhila.org has all the details on this fabulous event, Craft Phila, May 16th and 17th. Liberty Bell Fairs, folks. It's right in the cradle of the Liberty Bell, right at 6th and Market. With the focus on Made in America, it's important.
It's important that I point out that there are options when people are spending their money. Keeping it at home means that those type of sales are more impactful on our economy than sales of brand goods and goods made offshore. I also wanted to give a superior opportunity to fellow independent artists, and Craftfilla fits that bill. It's meant really for we the people mainstream, and to get people feeling good about not only handmade, but art, and not shy away from it, but embrace it. Also, I want people to feel like they want to be unique, that they don't want to be like everyone else. I want Craftfilla Liberty Bell Fairs to be an endeavor that all of us can be proud of, and that also exports American wares to an international audience, and that audience will be built in at the Liberty Bell.
So this sounds like a great day. 2 days actually, May 16th and 17th, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday from 10 to 7, Sunday 10 to 5, 6th the Market, with all the fun activities, music, prizes, and of course, food trucks. And if you want to get a beer, you can jump across the street at Independence Beer Garden, and it's nice of them. I've had a few beers there last summer. It's a great place.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Sean, I have enjoyed ourselves there.
It's really nice to see you again, and we wish you great success with this, your third. Maybe that's, you know, could be the best one of all, but I love that you do it spring and fall, because we think of crafts in both of those seasons, and there's certainly going to be plenty to have. How many vendors on board for the days?
Well, this season, this show, it's a couple of dozen. Be capping it at 76, okay, because we don't want it to be overwhelming, and we want people to be able to take the time with each artist and enjoy themselves.
And you want to have that spirit of 76. I'm feeling you with that number. I get
thank
it.
Thank you.
Craftfilla, thank you, Leslie Maness, for coming in.
Thank you, Marilyn Russell, for having me.
We'll put a link right up to your website from 957benfm.com, so it'll be one click away from people getting more details, okay?
Yay!